Blog Talk Radio.
One of the great experiences on a Lion for Life podcast is being able to talk about and share information on new and different things happening at St. Vidor High School. And today we're going to talk about an event that has been in the making for quite some time, and very excited to see what exactly is coming up as we discuss the inaugural women's event for the female students at St. Vidor High School. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and today very pleased to welcome an alum of St. Vidor High School and the current alumni relations manager, Crystal Harris. We're going to talk about this big event. So, Crystal, I know you've been working hard on this, so thanks for taking the time. Very, very nice to have you with me today.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Jim, for having me back on.
So, I mentioned this is something new. Sounds very intriguing by title. What exactly is the women's event planned to be?
Yeah, so I'll kind of start from the beginning, just to start out here. You know, the initial idea for the women's event was to really create an event where the Alumni Association could engage with the young women at St. Vidor, but also recognize and involve the alumni and parents, current and past parents, of St. Vidor and Sacred Heart. We really wanted it to be an interactive experience and just really add on to the in-classroom learning, but bring in some careers and just a little more real-world experience. So that's kind of the initial thought we had starting out, and the committee since May has been full force putting their efforts into this event, and it's really just an evening of empowerment and conversation with the students, for the students, and with alumni. We really want them to just begin to understand the basic building blocks for career readiness and really be open and curious to ask a lot of questions, especially at their age. So we want to be, the Alumni Association wants to be with them during their time here at St. Vidor, but then also beyond their 4 years here. So this kind of is a really good all-encompassing event.
Very nice. Now, is this going to be open to all of the young women at St. Vidor?
Yeah. So this event primarily just for our students. So we are opening it up to all grade levels. All freshmen through senior girls are invited to attend, and really we think opening it up to all the grade levels will increase the camaraderie between the classes, which is especially helpful once you graduate and, you know, looking for connections during your time in college or even after when you're an early professional. So open to all.
And I want to talk to you a little bit about the plan for the evening, how it's going to roll out, what some of the features are. But before I do that, you were kind of taking us back to the beginning there. Let's talk about, you know, the goals for this event, some of the outcomes that you're hoping to see. And I know you reached out to students with a survey. You've talked to alum on a committee. So how is this taking shape? And as, you know, you look at it, what are the measures for success from your point of view?
Yeah, so one of the first things we want to do with this event is to offer an opportunity for the students to learn outside of the classroom. It's a lot more authentic. It's more hands-on, it's interactive, and really giving them the opportunity to explore things that they're learning in the classroom, but then also give our alumni the opportunity to really be involved in planning. And like I said, like you said, we sent a survey out to some of the students, and two of the top things that they mentioned was they want to learn how to feel more confident in a networking conversation, and they also want to learn more common workplace etiquette for their interested professions. So really those are a couple of the outcomes that we started off to guide our planning. But all in all, we really want the students to know the Alumni Association before they graduate, letting them know that they're joining, and also have this network of alumni to lean on when they continue on into their careers.
And we talk about careers. First of all, these students eventually have to, first of all, choose a college to go to, choose a major, a career path, and then look at the actual career. So much, you know, is in front of them. And I noticed in one of your notes a line that was very informative, said it's, you know, reinforced for them that it's okay to not know what you want to do. Maybe there's just things that they've never thought of. Does this night provide the opportunity to just, you know, kind of explore and ask some questions and get information that can lead them into college and career path choices?
Absolutely. So I'd love to talk a little bit more about the event night structure. You know, from beginning to registration to the end of the evening and even afterwards. We want this event to be for the students and all the questions that they have and anything that they want out of the event. So we're asking them to submit questions and really get feedback on the careers that they would like to go into or even just majors that they're interested in hearing more about. And we've taken those bits and pieces from the students and put that into the planning for the evening. So we're looking to start the event with a panel discussion. It's going to be led and moderated all by St. Viator and Sacred Heart of Mary alumni. And then following that, we're going to have the girls enter into more career breakout sessions where they're going to be able to rotate through four of the top career clusters that we saw the students are interested in. So that'll kind of be the outline for the evening, but you know, from start to finish, we want this to be for the students. They're able to submit questions. They're able to talk with our alumni. We really want them to get as much of the experience as they can. And really, you know, just looking at our alumni that are involved, we have alumni that have been in four different career paths that have changed majors, that have changed careers, are from all different graduating classes and ages and backgrounds. So that in and of itself, the alumni that are going to be at this event are really here to, you know, answer the students' questions and anything that they would like to learn.
Yeah, and that panel, you've got a very interesting collection of alumni on there who, as you said, represent a number of different eras within the school. Does it go beyond, if I'm hearing you correctly, just talking about, gee, should I be an attorney or should I go into architecture? Does it also really start to say, hey, you know, it's okay not to know. Here's how you ask questions. Here's how you should behave, how you should make contact in the business world. It's a lot more about making them comfortable as opposed to picking a specific career at this point in time.
Yes. The panel will kick off the event and really will set the tone for the evening. We want the girls to get excited, but we also want them to be able to just be curious and hear about specific interests that they have, specific advice that our alumni are giving. You know what, we have six panelists on board, not including our moderator, and you know they'll be answering questions like what can I do as a high school student to gain experience in a specific career, or what are some things I can do now that can help prepare myself for a career, and that comes in all different questions and all different forms of what's a professional attire for the specific career, or what are some books that I've read, or what are some podcasts that I listen to help, you know, just add on to my education and even just professional development, and that, you know, can extend not only in your college search, but also in your career search as well. So really the panel is just going to set the tone for the evening and just start the girls to open up their minds a little bit.
We're getting great information from Crystal Harris, the Alumni Relations Manager at St. Viator High School today about the upcoming women's event. I'm going to ask Crystal to share with us a website address if there's more information or how people can learn more as we continue the conversation. But I guess, check mark against me, bad host etiquette here. I didn't even get from you, Crystal, the date of the event. When is this coming up?
Oh, absolutely. The day of the event is Tuesday, February 15th, and it'll start registration or check-in will start at 5:30, but the panel will start at 6 o'clock and go till 8 o'clock.
Okay. And then you mentioned these breakout sessions. That follows the panel. How is that going to be structured, and how do you make it useful for the girls so that they get some valuable contacts as they go through those sessions?
So following the panel discussion, we want the girls to have more one-on-one conversations with the alumni and have that opportunity to start putting the networking skills and networking tips into practice. So with the breakout sessions, every girl will be able to get the chance to go to a different career breakout. The four breakouts that we have that represented will be business, health sciences, social sciences, and non-traditional. We obviously can't represent every single career out there and every single path out there, but we tried to just offer a host of careers and years just to give a little taste of different professions. And so the sessions will rotate every 15 minutes, and it'll be very career fair like, where, you know, we invite the students to walk up to an alum to be confident in themselves and introduce themselves and what their goals are and what questions that they have for the alumni. And our alumni are so inviting and excited to have this interaction with the girls to help them, how they say things, body language, and how to approach questions and even reshape questions in that career and profession that they're talking about. This is the part of the night where it really puts everything into practice. But, you know, every girl gets a chance to be able to speak to whoever they would like. We have careers from a forensic accountant to a veterinarian, to a psychotherapist, someone in real estate. We have a couple people in nonprofit and a handful of business owners. So they will get the chance to talk to a variety of hosts and alumni at the breakout sessions.
There's a number of things I want to try and squeeze in here, so I'll kind of rapid fire some questions at you. But one thing that comes to mind is, I assume you don't want the girls to just show up, you know, with a pen and paper. What can they do in advance? How should they prepare for an event like this?
Absolutely. Preparation for any career event is key, and especially for this event, with the survey, 95% of the girls said this would be their first event, a career networking event that they're going to attend. So we want to help them out as much as they can. So one of the first things they can do is research the alumni who are attending and decide who they want to talk to, some questions that they're wanting to ask them, and really start practicing the words and how you're going to ask these questions. But a great business practice is to kind of create an elevator pitch, a 30 to 60 second pitch of yourself, of who you are, what your skills are, and really what career you're interested in, what you're interested in looking at for a college major. And from there, that's just the basic steps, but we will be releasing some more marketing pieces that will offer some more tips for preparation for the event.
And you mentioned a website. Is there something up now people can start looking, or is that coming? And if so, where would someone find it?
Yes. So the registration will go live on the website for the students on Monday, January 24th, and they can visit the link at stvider.com/alumni/events/women-event. It is a mouthful, but it's under the alumni section on the main stvider.com webpage.
And before I let you go, you've mentioned a few times the alumni of Sacred Heart and St. Vider who have been a part of this. Give a little shout out to the volunteers who are helping you to kind of make this event happen.
I could talk about them all day. The committee has been hard at work since last May, from creation to execution. We have 10 alumni on the core team, 4 subcommittees, and they're just hitting they're honestly the example of the Alumni Association at its best. They're connecting alumni with alumni, and they're connecting back to the school, to the students, and just not only showing what is available to the students during their time at St. Viator, but also what they can look forward to being a part of the Alumni Association after they graduate.
And for both students and alum, I know you've also worked very hard to put a portal in place to help in situations like this, the Alumni Connect portal, which launched in this past year. What should people look for there? Where can they find it? And what tools are available before we let you go on that one?
Yeah, so Alumni Connect is our online networking portal exclusively for Sacred Heart of Mary and St. Viator alumni, and that's at alumniconnect.stviator.com. And it's really a place for the students after they graduate and for all of our alumni to just connect with each other, to be able to search for alumni, to apply for jobs, apply for internships, submit resumes, and even become a mentor. And it's just an all-encompassing platform for all of our alumni, regardless of your graduation year. So what better place to turn to than your 16,000 graduates?
Well, Crystal Harris, thanks so much for being with us. Very exciting to hear about this event, and thanks to you and the committee who've been working so hard on it. Again, registration goes live on the St. Viator website on Monday, January 24th at stviator.com/alumni/event/women's-event. And I'm sure there'll be other information coming out about it. So certainly encourage everyone to be a part of this, take full advantage, and we very much look forward to hearing about it. Great success. So thanks, Crystal. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we look forward to a future conversation on the next Lion for Life podcast.